Acts chapter 7, and in just a minute we'll start reading, Lord willing, in verse 54. But I want you to listen. I intend this morning to preach my last message at True Gospel Baptist Church. I intend this morning to preach my last message at True Gospel Baptist Church. Now, that's the title of the message. I hope it's not so, but it could be. This may be the last message I ever get to preach here or anywhere, because I may be in heaven before tonight's service comes. We may all be in heaven if we're saved before tonight's service comes. Or you may get mad at me for what I'm about to say and you vote me out this afternoon and call and say, don't come back. I hope that doesn't happen. Or somehow the Lord may show me I'm supposed to resign and not come back. Sure hope that doesn't happen. Don't expect it. But the title of the message is my last message at True Gospel Baptist Church. Stephen preached his last message, and he prayed his last prayer, and he went home to be with the Lord. And if this is my last message that I ever preach from this beloved pulpit, I want to mind the Lord first off. And I want to tell us what He's said. But if this is my last message, I want it to be my best, to be honest. And I want somehow God to use me. We never know when our life is going to end. Somewhere this morning, some preacher is preaching his last message. I do not know if it's me or not. Some ways I hope it is. Some ways I sure hope it isn't, because I still have an urge that I haven't quite finished what God has placed on my heart. But Stephen in these verses did preach his last message, and God called him home. Maybe not in the most usual way, but he went home, beginning reading in verse 54. He is preaching the message. It starts in verse 2. And he concludes his message, and here's the response. You talk about an altar call. I'll be honest, I do not want this type of altar call this morning when I get through with this message. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. I don't mind that. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, this is what he's saying, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears. They would not hear. And ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said thus, he fell asleep. We find here Stephen preaching his last message and praying his last prayer. And I am convinced when he started that message, he had no idea it would be his last. Stephen was a man of God, and God had used him mightily. I had the privilege yesterday to go back to the church where I got saved. But when I first got there, I left the fellowship hall and went down that hall and went into that sanctuary, and I went right to the very spot, right to the very spot where God saved me 37 years ago. And I got down on my knees and I said, "Lord, I remember what I was like when I came into this church 37 years ago. I remember the hair halfway down my back and my mind being a whirlwind and being lost and hooked on drugs. I remember what it was like when I first came in to this church. But I also remember what you did for me right here at this spot. And for 37 years, how you've been so good to me." And I prayed for a good while and I said, "Oh God, please. I look back and I see places where I've failed you. I see places where I wish I could go back and change, but I can't. And I begged God yesterday, oh God, please help me finish right. God, do for me what you did here. Touch me afresh and anew. I'm not asking to get saved again, but oh God, give me a fresh touch and help me to walk with you from here on into the house." I got up from that spot and walked a few feet over to the classroom right there. And I stood beside a stand where I taught my first Sunday school lesson. Lasted about 3 minutes. I said everything I knew about the Bible in about 3 minutes. But I remembered how good, thank the Lord, how good God has been to me. And how grateful I am this morning that I am a part of the family. I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. But I want to say I'm glad I'm a part of this church. God has placed me here. And he's placed this church in my heart. And I like to think in some way, some form, to some fashion, God has used me to be a help to you somehow through the years. But I realize, just like Stephen, I am not indispensable. I can be replaced. If my life ends, this church will continue. Stephen was a mighty man of God, and God used him mightily. But when he died, the church kept going. The work of God continued. Surely they missed him. And to be honest, I hope you would miss me a little bit. I hope you would miss me somewhat. But the church is bigger than me. The work of God is bigger than Stephen. And that tells us that we should not depend on anybody too much. Because what happens when they're gone? What happens when they let us down? What happens if they fail us? Stephen was a mighty man of God, and he influenced many lives, but there came a time when his life ended. He preached his last message. And one day I'll preach my last message. And it may be this message I'm preaching right now. And I believe as I read through the message that Stephen preached here in these verses, it may have been the greatest message he ever had as far as the scope of what God did with him. It's the longest message recorded in the book of Acts. It was not the longest message preached, because Paul preached past midnight, but it's the longest recorded message of the book of Acts. And I'm glad that maybe somehow, like Stephen, to some small degree, God might could use me. And maybe he's not through with me yet. I kind of hope that he isn't. But Paul preached his last message, and he went home to be with the Lord. And he went with a clear conscience. He went with no hostility. Here's some people who are stoning him. And his final words are, "Oh God, don't lay this sin upon their charge. Lord, forgive them for what they're doing to me. That's a good way to leave out, with a clear conscience before God and a clear relationship with others. One day we'll breathe our last. One day will be your last day on earth. I do not know when. It may be today. But if it is today, are you ready to go? Are you ready for this to be your last church service? If it is your last, are you ready? Are you prepared? Is your heart right with God? Is your heart right with others? You see, we think about the finish line, and we should. That's what I'm preaching about this morning. Finishing well. Running to the end. Finishing our course. And the reason we think about the finish line is because that's where all the excitement is. When there's a race, all the people are gathered at the finish line. If there's a marathon, most people want to see who won, who came across the line first, when did their favorite cross the line. So most of the attention is on the finish line. And if you're going to finish well, you must start well. The race is not just the finish line. Those who finish well finished well because they ran well. It started with the first step and the 50th step and the 113th step. We need to realize every step along the process, every step in this road called life is important. And if we are to finish well, we must run well right now. Stephen preached, but he didn't know it was his last message. As far as he was concerned, it was one of many. But he preached well, and he prayed well, and he finished well. And I want to finish like Stephen. If this is my last message, I just want to stand here and mind God and let Him speak through me. And I want Him somehow to be able to use me to communicate what He wants to our hearts. And I want us all to be receptive. They were not. Stephen preached to a hostile congregation. They did not receive him or his message well, but he still told them the truth. And if we are to finish well, I believe we need to do what Stephen did. Could I say first, if we're to finish well, if this is your last day, if this is your last service, if this is my last message, if we are to finish well, first we need to exalt the Lord. You read through this message. I wish I had time to do it. You'll find out one thing. Stephen was not concerned about how those people accepted what he said. Now he was, but it did not control what he said. And any preacher worth anything will have some concern about how his message is accepted. Now, I know we get mad and we get upset and we'll say, I don't care if you like it or not. But if we're any good at all, if we care any at all, we do care if you accept it or not. Because the message is more than me just bellowing it out. It's you receiving it. You hearing what God says. And you're receiving and acting in obedience to what God says. But Stephen still, no matter whether they accepted it or not, he told them what God said. He exalted the Lord. He cared more about pleasing God than pleasing man. They didn't like it a lick, but God was pleased. They weren't pleased, but his Savior was. And that's how we, if we're going to finish well, need to live our entire life every day, every step along the way. My life needs to exalt the Lord, please Him, honor Him, glorify Him. Whether people like it or not, I'm burdened when they don't, but it doesn't control my life. That needs to be our attitude. That our life may exalt Him, that we might be a testimony to the power and glory and grace and love and holiness of a wonderful God. Amen. That people might see us, but see more than us, might see the God in us. if we're going to finish well, we need to do like Stephen. He exalted the Lord. He put God first. He did what God said to do. If you look at Stephen's life, he was the first martyr of the New Testament church. Not sure I'd want to be in that list. I'm not sure I'd want that named under my name. The first one who gave his life. But if you look at Stephen's life, you'll find he was the first deacon named. In Acts, it talks about there being a need in the church. And the Holy Ghost spoke and said, "Choose ye out 7 men full of the Holy Ghost, full of wisdom, with a good report." And the first person named was Stephen. There's a reason for that. It was because he was walking with the Lord through his entire life. Not saying he never tripped up. Not saying he never messed up. He probably did. But Stephen was a man who said, "I will exalt the Lord with my life today, because today may be my last day." Amen. And it says they chose Stephen, a man full of the Holy Ghost, full of wisdom, of a good standing. He exalted the Lord. But if you notice, their mistreatment of him. I have had some altar calls that depressed me. I have had altar calls that thrilled me. I have had altar calls that surprised me. But I've never had an altar call when people that I was just preaching to started attacking me, and I hope I never do. But Stephen was not a man that was a stranger to afflictions. This was not the first time he had been attacked. This was not the first time he had faced a trial. And through the trials, you study his life. I don't have time to go through it item by item. But the times of affliction up to this point, when he's being attacked, before his last message, the times he was being attacked, the times he was afflicted, we find a man, even though he hurt, he kept going. And even though he was bothered, he didn't let his bother stop him. So he endured the trials. He endured the affliction. He endured the trouble. And even at the end of his life, when he's being stoned, when he's cast out of town and they're cursing him and beating him and stoning him, even then he handles it in a godly manner. So if we're going to finish well, we need to exalt the Lord, but we need to endure the load. I got news for us. From here home, it may not be too easy. And all I'm seeing and all I'm hearing from the people I know and the preachers I know, everybody, it's like the devil has gone woof from everybody's every angle on everybody I know. I have talked to 2 or 3 preachers this week who have said, "I have never seen it like it is right now." I say the same thing. From here to home, it may just get tougher than we could ever imagine. And we're going to have to decide. We are going to have to decide either to let it get us down, get depressed, get discouraged, and quit, which ain't a good idea. Or we're going to say, "Lord, give me grace to go on no matter what I face." If the person I love most quits, God, "Oh God, help me to keep serving you." If things don't happen my way, "Oh God, give me grace to keep on walking." If I'm going to finish well, I must today walk today faithfully. Because what I do today will affect my finish. You got that? We need to exalt the Lord and make sure He's first place. We need to endure the load. Carry the load that God allows you to have to carry. Trust Him to help you. Ask Him for grace. God told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And the same grace that was sufficient for Paul with his thorn and all he faced is the same God and the same grace that we have today, and it is sufficient for us. Amen. Does not mean it will be easy. You will weep, but God will help you in those tears. Amen. You will be fearful maybe, but God will help you through the fearful parts of your life. We need to endure the load. Let God help us. Give His grace to us that we might not bear down under the load and the troubles and trials that we face now or yet will in the future. If we're going to be successful in the end, we've got to make sure we're walking with God today. You'll weep. It'll hurt. God will help you. You'll wonder and question and get no answers. But God will, if you'll let Him, give you grace to keep on going. I'm looking into the eyes of some people. I wish I had an answer for you. I wish I could explain it to where you can say, "I understand now. It does make sense." But I don't have that explanation, and I don't have the answer. And I'll just be honest, it may just be that God never gives you that answer, but you still can trust Him. You still can walk with Him. Don't let the load get you down. Don't let the wearisome tire you out. Don't stop now. It may be closer than you think. In fact, I'm convinced that it is. This may be our last message. This may be our last service. I don't know if it is or not, but I know this, it could be. And I don't want to quit just before I get to the house. I don't want to give up. I don't want to get overwhelmed by the burden right before He calls me home. Oh, God, help me to be faithful to the end. Oh, God, give me that grace. Give me that desire. Burn it in my heart. Oh, how we need to ask Him for help. If we're going to finish like Stephen, we need to do like Stephen did. That's why Paul said, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier." Those early disciples wondered if they were going to live through the night. Their afflictions were so real. The average Baptist of the day quit church, never come back because they come and find somebody sitting in their spot on the pew. Oh, may God give us a God-given, overwhelming desire to walk with God through our afflictions, through our trials, through our tears, through our heartaches, not to give up, not fall down, not give in, because the load God allows us to bear. We need to finish. If we're going to finish like Stephen, we need to live like Stephen. He exalted the Lord. He endured the load. I'll just be honest. I think we just need to learn how to laugh. I really do. I know we're living in troublesome days. And I know sometimes it can be overwhelming. But God still has been good to us. And I want God to give me, in my last few moments, my last few days, however long it might be, I want a God that will just produce in me a glad heart and a grateful heart where I can just smile anyway. I'll be honest. I believe Stephen was smiling as he was dying. And I believe that. Because he's focused his attention on heaven. And he saw heaven opening up and Jesus standing there waiting. And I'm not saying he didn't feel the stones. I'm not saying he didn't hear their cries. But I believe he was so focused on where he was going that what he was facing on earth didn't even matter. Amen. I want God to help me to laugh. Smile about nothing. Laugh even if it's because somebody's making fun of me. Just enjoy life. Endure afflictions and enjoy life anyway. That's my prayer. That's my desire. I want to be able to get up and say, whoa, look at that sunrise. I said at the funeral, Saturday morning, while the music was playing and before the family came in, God spoke to my heart, and I said, I'm so glad I'm alive. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family. I'm so glad, even in the funeral, I sat there and God touched my heart with joy. And I thought, what a delight it is to live, even though this world is cursed, and even though our problems are real, and even though our hearts do hurt so many times. Oh, we're still a blessed people. We're still a wonderful, anointed. Oh, good Amen. Gracious, God has been so good to us. Amen. Endure the load. Let me finish. This may be my last message. Might be. Maybe the last message you ever hear. Last service you ever get to come to. Boy, if it's the last one, we better listen. But if we're going to finish like Stephen did, we got to run today like Stephen did before the finish line. And how did he do that? He exalted the Lord, he endured the load, and he evangelized the lost. Now, it's all the way through his life, him preaching and telling others about Christ. But did you notice how he died? Verse 58 says there was his cloak or their coats that they were taking off to where they could really throw the stones were laid at a man's feet named Saul. Lost man. Hated the gospel that Stephen preached, despised it, angered him. When he saw Stephen breathe his last, Saul said, good, got rid of another one of those Christians. But that same Saul, even though he didn't realize it, that day I'm convinced there's a seed planted in his heart. And on hip man on the road to Damascus, that same Saul looked up to heaven and said, Lord, who art thou? And that same man that sent, humanly speaking, Stephen to heaven became the mightiest apostle this world has ever known. Oh, the Bible talks about hip man. And if we're going to finish well, we dare not forget that all around us there's lost people going to hell. And we need to say, oh God, give me a burden. What Stephen preached about was the gospel. What he told them about was the gospel. Even his last words were about the gospel. And we need to say, Lord, in these last days, before my last day, burden my heart for lost souls. Embolden my spirit where I can tell them without fear. Give me wisdom in knowing what to say, when to say it, and who to say it to. And then use me mightily as I witness and share Christ. the bottom line is if we finish right, it will mean when we get to the end of our life, we'll look back and have no regrets. I can't even say that now. But I'm asking God from this moment forward to help me live every moment with the end in mind. My last moment, my last message, my last day, my last breath, my last step. God, help me to walk today with my last step in mind. And the only way we can do that is like Jesus and like Stephen and like Paul. Jesus said, "It is finished" on the cross. He finished well, but the reason he finished well was beforehand he said, "My meat is to do my Father's will." Every step, and I know he was God, but every step of his life was, "What does my Father want?" And because he did that, he finished well. And we need to, every step of our lives, say, "Oh God, what will please you, and help me to do it, no matter what anybody else does, no matter what it costs me." Maybe my last message that I ever preach in this pulpit. But if it isn't, I just want to keep on running. I may not run near as fast as I used to, and by the time I get to the end, it may just be a slow waddle, but I want to keep on waddling. I may not shout as loud as I used to, but I still want to shout as much as I can. Amen. I may not do what I used to could do in my younger years, but I just want to keep on doing what I can do until the Lord calls me home. This may be my last message. This may be my last service. I have no idea. But if it is, I want to finish well. Please, please, please pray that I'll finish well. I don't want to stain my testimony by a blunder near the end. I got enough stains behind me. I've gotten right of everything I know to get right of. I've asked God to forgive me, and he has of everything I know of. But listen, I just don't want to be stained. I want my testimony to be pure. I want to be clean from here to the house. If this is your last message you ever hear, if this was your last message, I want to ask you something. If you knew your life was going to end before 6 o'clock this afternoon, what would you do when I give an invitation just a few minutes? That's how serious I wanted to take this invitation, because it may be the last message you ever hear, the last service you ever get to attend, your last chance to respond to a loving God. If you're lost, I beg you, don't leave this building still lost. You don't have to. If we're saved, we ought to say every person here, I beg you to pray for me about this. May we walk with God every step of the way until our life ends. I think there's some people who ought to come and ask God to help them to do that. Maybe some here who needs to say, "Lord, I have sinned. I have failed. I want to get it right today." Let's stand together.